As one of my all-time favorite bands, the Beastie Boys, say, I'm telling all of y'all, it's Sabotage. And this is the Fat Man Chronicles.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And I was really
Well, welcome to episode 8. We're going to make this late recording thing a little bit of a habit.
Well, there's, you know, extenuating circumstances have occurred these last couple weeks, so.
I know, happy birthday.
Yeah, that was, but that's not why.
It's a mystery milestone. The it mystery is too milestone. Why. We had a party.
We had a party, but we didn't record last night because I was exhausted. Not so much from the part, not that I was, we were raging all night long. It was that
you were, don't lie.
Our daughter decided she didn't want to sleep.
You were raging on some 85 Bordeaux, yo.
Yes, that was delicious. Well, she makes up for us not drinking this evening yet again.
I know.
I think people are going to stop listening just because of the fact.
Yeah, I know. If we don't have liquor in front of us, it's not as entertaining.
No, it's not.
All right. Well, anyway, welcome to episode 8 of the Fat Man Chronicles. We are a real couple on a journey with you towards weight loss, health, and a happy life. My name is Pete. I am the author of the Fat Man Chronicles blog. And sitting across from me, as always, is the birthday girl, my lovely wife, Gretchen. And we should probably start with how my recovery is going since—
Yes. We that was the topic of conversation at the party.
It was. I've never had somebody talk about my butt so much in my life, and I never want to again.
Yes.
That was awful for me. I tried to make the best of it. There's a lot of things that I said I won't say on air, but it was a really good time with friends and family.
Yes.
And my recovery is fine. It hurts still, and not as much as last week, though, when I was sitting here.
Yes.
And, but there's way less drugs. So, you know, pros and cons.
Yeah. I know. So we can like, you know, start selling those extra pills to help pay for the surgery and everything.
I still need them here and there. I did take some earlier today, but not like I had been. So I'm cutting way back.
You are.
But good. Thank you for those who reached out on Facebook and Twitter and emailed. I really definitely appreciate all the kind words and well wishes and jokes. There were a lot of jokes, but I definitely appreciate all of it. And I am recovering. And I went back to work today.
Yay!
Because we're recording late Monday. I think people at work were happy to see me back. Well, just online because I'm working from home while I recover. Which is great, and I really appreciate having a job where I can do that.
So and you have views from the couch.
I took over your couch all week. You didn't even get to use the couch.
I did not. I have not been on the couch all week long, and I feel like it's now no longer conformed to my body. So I don't know what's going to happen when you finally relinquish the couch back to me.
I don't know.
I mean, maybe you should do Views from the Couch recap this week.
I don't know about all that. Well, here's my big question. Was your TV viewing reality show love affair impacted negatively? That's the cat. Nobody's going to be able to hear that, but we can hear it running upstairs. Was it impacted negatively by having to watch from a comfy leather recliner? Versus the couch? Like, were the shows impacted and affected?
No, they were the same. They were the same. It was the same. I used to, don't forget, back in our old house, I used to work out of the recliner all the time. It wasn't until we moved here and there's no bathroom down here. So it's like, well, actually, I guess there's no bathroom at the old house either. So I don't know. But so I was, you know, it felt like, you know, coming home like an old friend sitting in the recliner and, you know, with my feet up and working. And it's a nicer TV down here. And
it is.
Actually, I wonder why I don't do it more often, except for the fact that now there's Yeah, I mean, now
you don't want to go up and down for the bathroom.
Yeah, but like I said, I used to work from the basement at the old house too, and that was up and down for the bathroom as well.
You were younger then.
Yeah, so I will cop to it, the milestone birthday.
But I put a question mark on Facebook even.
But the milestone birthday was the 40th birthday.
Welcome to the club.
I am now officially 40. I can't say I'm a 30-something anymore.
And I went to bed. Did you ever watch that show? 30-something?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I used to watch it. And to prove that I'm now old, I went to bed last night at 8:30 at night.
Okay. So the party.
It was awesome. My surprise party.
Yeah, that I had to reveal, unfortunately.
My surprise party was so much fun. Everyone had a blast. We had lots of friends, tons of family. Like the amount of family that came out, you know, was, you know, with Graham coming out, she wasn't feeling that great, but she still came out. You know, and Uncle Mike and my dad drove all the way up from the city. My aunt drove in from Indiana. You know, it was
your cousin,
my cousin from up north. You know, from
your brother. My brother was running, so.
Right? So I'm sure he was really sad.
My brother getting to skip a party. It was like his birthday.
Exactly.
It's like a present for him.
Exactly. But Sarah and our niece came down, and I mean, it was just
and a ton of kids.
All these kids, and so Michaela was just in heaven.
She was a little wound up.
She was so wound up. And, you know, Daniel and Lily were just so amazing with all the kids, you know, just making sure no one tore apart the house and all that stuff. But, you know, they all crashed in the same. We spent the night at your parents' because it was so late and we were just hanging out with our friends and we didn't want to end the party. So we put Michaela down and Daniel, Lily down at the same time because
Daniel was ready.
They were so exhausted. And Michaela had a hard time and Lily, being the ever best big sister, you know, calmed her down. And finally she went to sleep, but she didn't stay asleep. Unfortunately, about 2 hours after she went to bed, she was up and wanting mama and not being comforted, like screaming where you heard her all the way in the basement, which was three levels.
A couple of floors down.
And she then, like, once she, like, stopped screaming for mama, then she was just up and ready to party all over again. And she did not fall back asleep until close to 4 o'clock.
But you would never know it. She was still, like, the happiest kid in the world.
Woke up. I don't know. What time did you come upstairs? It was, like, 8:30 or so? It was late.
I don't know.
It was late. She woke up, and she was happy, and she was great all day long. And then she had to sit in the car with, you know, with me in the rain and to drive Daniel and Lily back to their, well, we met Larry, met them and like she was great and like happy and that night she was fine, but then she crashed.
Yeah.
And so I crashed with her at 8:30 at night.
But it was worth it. I mean, you were probably still a little bit in a taco coma.
I was. I feel like I didn't eat enough tacos though. But I was good. I didn't have any tacos. I didn't have any of the shell. I made myself a mini taco salad I had the steak and pork combo with the veggies in it and then lettuce and the crema and the guac. It was so good.
Yeah. That taco cart was a genius idea.
Yeah. Somebody. Everyone loved it. Yes, you did it. That was your idea.
Right.
That was your idea.
It really was good,
though.
Because
it was a surprise party for me,
right,
remember?
I know. But I'm not sure you would have thought of that, though.
A taco cart? No.
I thought it was really cool. And so the taco cart had chicken, pork, and steak.
And then
every fixin'.
Yeah.
And then we had a corn on the cob or elotes cart.
Yeah, I can't say that.
Which basically is corn on the cob Mexican style.
Yes.
So they'll take it off the cob for you and then have all these fixins that go on, including
mayo and cheese.
Paprika or something.
And lime. The lime. The amount of lime that they had was like the perfect balance.
Made it pop.
Yep.
And then we had like the most authentic older Mexican
best.
Dude.
It was
that
the best.
Had his paleta cart, right?
Yeah.
His ice cream cart.
Yes.
That the kids, I think, absolutely loved.
Oh, yeah.
I think the adults did too. I think I saw pretty much everybody
Your dad, he stashed away like 5 different ice cream bars in the night. Like we saw him, like he was kind of trying to hide them. He was like sneaking off and we're like, it's like Sarah and I caught each other's eye and we're like, wait, did Joe just sneak off with like a stack full of ice cream bars?
Nice. Dad, I didn't know about that. Sorry you got called out here.
I think it's great because it's so great. I mean, he didn't eat them all that night. I mean, he put them away so he can have them later.
Yeah.
So So I thought that was, yeah, everyone loved it. The ice cream cart was great.
Well, and I heard from several people the next day saying how great the party was and how good the food was and asking who the cart was.
Right.
And, they're just tremendous. So it was really spectacular, I thought.
Yeah, everyone had a great time.
My pain and my butt being a topic of conversation.
Yeah, people kind of felt bad, but everyone said that you were a trooper for, being there. Because in the morning, you didn't think you were in a lot of pain in the morning. Well, I was trying, to relax and get my pedicure and manicure with a two-year-old, which is not always relaxing. But she actually is pretty good. She just sits there and she watches her shows and stuff. And Lily and I, we have our Starbucks and it's our little routine. But of course, now she's at the age though where she's like, what about Michaela's nails? But Lily didn't get her nails done until she was three. So Michaela's got to wait till she's three. So
that's a long time.
That's only six months away.
She's pretty forceful though.
She is, but Lily's strong.
Do you think Lily's going to hold strong on that?
I think so.
I don't know.
She hasn't caved yet. I mean, the party would have been a great opportunity, right?
True. But the holidays are coming too.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. But yeah, so you were in a lot of pain that morning. So it was it was touch and go whether or not you were going to make it. So
yeah, and I was kind of surprised. The pain had seemed to be subsiding and then it was bad. Mm-hmm. But I made it through and yesterday was okay and today's been okay. I've had a little bit of a bout of it. I'll see the surgeon again on Wednesday.
Right.
I'll probably just work out of the house all week. And I was able to put in a full day today. So that was good. I got a lot of work done. So I like that. And, I might be motivated a little bit by how much awesomeness was coming out of the computer this weekend. Because I lived vicariously through Facebook mostly. I didn't really look at Instagram. Instagram, for whatever reason, when I'm not up and about, I can't post on it, right? Because I'm not taking pictures and stuff, and it's picture-based. And so I get kind of depressed looking through it. No, I can't participate the way I like to. Yeah. But I was on Facebook, and there were two really big things going on. I'll start with my brother, who actually ran on Sunday in the Toronto Waterfront Marathon. And my brother is a few years younger than me and just continues to be absolutely beast on the course. He ran the Toronto Waterfront Marathon in 3:01:36 or so, 3:01 and change. And for somebody that is, 43, to still be laying down times like that.
Yeah.
When he's got a full-time job and works a lot and he's got his family. Mm-hmm. It's really just amazing. He's so inspirational to me. And, it gets me thinking about getting back out there. That's for sure.
I'm sure that'll be the first question to the doctor on Wednesday.
It will be one of the first.
When can I go and start running?
He's going to probably say something like, well, when you feel like it,
probably,
is my guess. I walked a little bit more today because I pace when I talk on the phone.
Yes, you do.
And that, I think, is what caused the pain. So I don't think running is in the next week or two, but, soon.
We'll be there.
But anyway, when I was looking at the Toronto Marathon, Waterfront Marathon results, and I got a little nervous because I saw 13 people were going for quote-unquote unconventional Guinness World Records.
Oh, really?
And my brother holds one of those.
He does. It wasn't his category.
I don't think anybody went for his.
Oh, thank goodness.
But only four out of the 13 set records anyway, and none of them were fastest marathon male dressed as a dairy product.
Oh, thank goodness. So Joe is still a
world record holder.
That's awesome.
Which is a big deal. There's not a lot of Guinness World Records in our families. I think there's one.
I think it's your brother.
Yeah, I think he's it.
Yeah.
I could probably get one someday, but it's going to be for something just pretty absolutely stupid. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
And like by
probably,
accident.
And probably wouldn't want to really publicize it either. So.
No, but as last episode proved, I will pretty much publicize anything.
Well, you broke down those boundaries, that's for sure.
And then the other piece and the bigger one in terms of how many people in the feed, the Runner's World Festival was this last weekend, mm-hmm. And finished up with a half marathon. So there's a trail race, and then a 5K and a 10K, and then a half marathon. So over the course of 3 days.
Crazy people. You crazy people.
You don't run them all. You
can
run one.
Some people do.
But some do. Some run the triple crown or whatever they call it. Some run the grand slam. And then you get all four medals and then this really cool medal to like put them on all together.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they're in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. So it's like based on the steel stacks. These things are awesome.
I'm sure.
But the big part is some of the team, E for E, Endurance for Everyone people were there, including John, who, the host of that podcast, who set a PR for his 10K.
Right.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
And the biggest contingent though there has got to be sub 30. And the sub 30 love coming out of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania was felt all the way to the couch here in Woodbridge, Illinois. And there were times where I was sad because I wasn't there.
Yeah. Well, it was also my birthday.
Right. I knew I wasn't going to be there regardless. But if I had been doing my own race the next weekend, it might not have been so bittersweet for me.
Yep.
Either way, though, it looked awesome. And I haven't gotten a chance to watch the video yet, but I've heard that Ted Spiker's talk was unbelievable.
Mm.
The camaraderie from all the posts, people telling stories about how somebody in sub 30 helped them through the race, a race, multiple races, there for the weekend, everybody embracing everybody as friends, not strangers, being told by somebody that she was sad that I wasn't there because I was on her suburb like wish list to meet. Like nobody's ever really wanted to meet me before. So that felt really good.
That's awesome.
I'm not even sure you wanted to meet me, but you know, you're stuck now.
Yeah.
But that was really cool to hear. And all I can say is I know it's your birthday weekend.
Yeah.
We will be there next year. So you will be celebrating in Bethlehem.
Hmm.
You have to be.
Okay.
I'm going to make you look at these posts because you're not in sub 30 with me. So
no,
you don't
not.
See this stuff.
No.
Although,
I am on the Endurance for Everyone, even though, which
are.
I think is hilarious since I do not run at all, but I am in
not
that
yet.
One.
You never know.
Yeah. You know, this morning when I woke up, being 40 years old, I said, maybe this will jumpstart. You know, now that maybe I'll get off the couch. I didn't, but I had the thought.
That's like a first step.
It is. It is a good first step. I don't really have those thoughts very often.
You know, I think as we continue to lose weight too, it'll get easier to move. And some of those things become a lot more realistic.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, how was your week with her weight loss?
I think I'm just basically the same. Maybe like a pound, but I'm in my phase where I like lose like a couple, like a pound, and then I go up a pound. I'm in that phase. So I had a really great week the week before, the week of your surgery. Lost a lot of weight because we weren't really eating. and so now I'm kind of just maintaining it and like kind of bouncing around like one number. So, but I think like my total weight loss is around 19 pounds now.
That's phenomenal.
So that's great. But you know, you're losing ridiculous amounts and you're getting close to my weight, which is, I'm not sure how I feel about us weighing less than me. We're not supposed to be less.
I'm not sure we can say that in the modern society.
I can say it. I can say it. No one has to agree with me, but I can say it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still not really craving food a lot. I was hungry for the first time, actually, the afternoon of your party. So Saturday afternoon. And I went a little haywire and I ate like a piece of coffee cake and a piece of this apple cider bread thing.
That looked good.
I ate the shell on one taco, though. I only had one taco.
That's good.
And then I went back and got some meat a little bit later.
Right.
And did a little salad thing. I didn't have the elotes, which is more because of the surgery. I would have. And I didn't have ice cream.
I didn't have ice cream
which
either.
I felt really good about. I looked at the cupcakes about 500 times. And tried to find any excuse in the world to sabotage myself, which has been a big problem for me. But in the meantime, my weight has continued to dip and I'm down like 32 pounds now.
Yeah.
And it's stayed off. Like I thought I'd have a rebound week after I started eating again.
And you might, because you're not fully back to eating like full meals, right?
Well,
and
today I did. Today I ate all the meals. So this week will be the indicator if I have a little bit of either a plateau or a bounce back.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, lost it pretty drastically. You know, it wasn't.
Yeah. I mean, 7.5 pounds plus eight pounds in, you know, a week and a half is not where I want to be.
Right.
That's Biggest Loser style kind of stuff. Right. And that's not sustainable for
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
If I bounce back a little bit, I'm not really concerned.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
But I have dipped under 200, and that I do want to stay under. So if I have a rebound of a pound or two, I'm okay.
Right.
What I've got to protect against is a 3 pound, 4 pound gain that gets me back to the 200 mark. I'm below that, and I really would prefer never to see a 2 on the scale again. It doesn't define me.
Right.
In any way, but it's a big deal at the same time.
Oh,
from
sure.
a mental standpoint, for me to be under 200 pounds is a big deal.
Yeah. I mean,
next time I run a race, I'll be under 200 pounds for the first time in over a decade.
Exactly.
I don't even know what that feels like. You know, my fitness is going to go away a little bit. Not completely, probably,
but a lot of it. You'll be able to bounce back pretty quick. You've always had, like, even when you've gone, like, you know, weeks and months or whatever in between running or something like that, you've always been surprised yourself as to how quickly you've gotten it back. And I don't see that being any different. The only difference now is that we're getting into the colder months, so you're going to have to hit the treadmill.
Yeah, which I dread, but I can still get outside and as much
for
as
now.
Possible.
Yep.
And as long as it's not raining or snowing, overall, I feel like I could be out there. Cold doesn't bother me that much. I just bundle up a little bit.
Right.
So that's good. But that really kind of walks us into the topic I wanted to talk about, which is sabotage. I even kicked it off with an appropriate Beastie
now
Boy
lyric. I have that song in my head now.
It's a great song.
It's not my song, but yeah. It's not Bon Jovi, but you know.
Bon Jovi didn't have any sabotage lyrics.
No, they didn't.
But the Beastie Boys did.
Yes.
All right. So this is a big one because I'm at a point feeling sorry for myself on the couch. And I just want to eat all of the food. And I talked, I think, about it last time. Mm-hmm. I can remember most of the episode, I think. But I'm pretty sure I talked about butter noodles, right? And that craving hasn't gone away.
Yeah.
You tried to make some zucchini noodle concoction.
I did.
Which was delicious.
I did.
I mean, in the kitchen, again, we're doing great when we're here to cook. And we can take the time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And those zucchini noodles were awesome. And it still just didn't do it for me.
No.
Like, I'm really craving it. And I keep blaming my surgery and all of the stuff that I've gone through from that perspective on why I am trying to sabotage myself in my head. I'm not sure that's all of it though. I think part of it is I start to struggle with success right about now in a weight loss journey. I'm really happy I'm succeeding and I want to be this weight, but I want to have my cake and eat it too, literally. I really want to find a way to get a little bit of balance in my life in terms of carbohydrate and sugar intake.
Right.
And I had some this week and I proved you don't have to gain weight while you do that.
Yeah.
Now, number one, I didn't eat a lot of calories, right?
No, you didn't.
And I actually wasn't really hungry after consuming that stuff. Like I didn't have a sugar spike. I didn't have an insulin spike.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't do it back-to-back days or back-to-back meals or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed smart, but it's right now, it's 100% mental focus for me not to eat the wrong,
but just what's not on our list.
Yeah.
What
hasn't helped me gain the success that I've had so far.
What we're choosing not to eat. Yes.
And I don't know if you're struggling or not, or if you struggle at all thinking about, you know, self-sabotage, or if that's an issue for you, or if that doesn't even enter your mind.
It hasn't yet. Believe me, when I saw, you know, you had you know, the other day, like nothing sounded good to you. And so you had one of those
the Nature Valley bar with the almond butter.
Right.
In the, like, it's almost like a Nutter butter.
Exactly.
Well, like a quote unquote healthier Nutter butter, which is not true. But
when you had that, I kind of was like, you know, I had a moment of like, well, if he's going to do that, then I can do it, you know, because I've always said the reason why, you know, I'm still doing this is because of you. You know, I've made that very clear, but I didn't. And I kind of proved to myself that, wait, maybe I'm not doing this all because of you. Maybe there's some part of me that just, you know, I like how I'm feeling and I just don't need it anymore. Believe me, it was hard at the party not to have the ice cream, especially when our daughter's like eating an entire ice cream bar and it's got like a chocolate center and, you know, but I made that choice. I wasn't going to do it. Yes, I had the corn. I didn't have all the corn. God, those portions were huge. I had, you know, a few bites of the corn and I had the wine. Those were my choice. I had four glasses of wine, which some of them weren't even like full glasses because we had plastic cups. we were ghetto style. We're drinking the 1985 Bordeaux out of a plastic cup.
Second growth Bordeaux out of a plastic cup. Big deal. What's the big
wrong
one?
With that. But
with the tacos,
I made that choice, you know. And so, you know, seeing you struggle, you know, and almost like beating yourself up because you felt like you were failing me. At one point you said you felt you were failing us, you know, like by having this, it kind of made me say, okay, well, I'm not going to. Like, he's having a weak moment where he needs to have this. I'll be strong and I won't give in to it because then I know we won't go back. Like, I felt like if I had given in and like let myself slip, then that could have been a slippery slope for us.
And you're not even drinking.
And I'm not even drinking. But, you know, I can never talk anyway. So I just made that conscious effort.
I'm really glad. One, I appreciate the support, right? I mean, I am struggling. I'm still struggling.
You are.
I'm not out of the woods by any means. I'm struggling. I'm battling through being sad often right now. Mm-hmm. And food's my comfort. To not have it and to still battle through it isn't easy. I don't have running and I don't have my comfort food.
Right.
I do have you, which is obviously super helpful.
Yeah, but I'm going out of town in a couple of days. What are you going to do?
And it's going to be a huge test for me.
That's going to be big.
And part of the problem has been nothing tastes good. And I'm sure it's my body saying, look, you don't eat, you know, a bunless hamburger to feel good. You don't eat chicken and squash to feel good.
Right.
This isn't what you do, dude. I know you. I've been around 46 years. And the second part is I'm really glad to hear you say that you're finally, maybe at least it's starting to creep in that you're doing it for yourself, because I think it's great that you do it for us and for me, but eventually it's got to be for you.
Right.
Or else it'll come back. I mean, because eventually I'll have moments of weakness and then you'll cave and then we'll just be in a spiral.
Right.
So we've both got to be doing it for ourselves on top of it and then just set the example, and which is what you've done this week. You've set the example. You went out and did shopping. You went out and got, you know, stuff so that I would have it, and are making things so that I'll have it when you leave for, you know, a few days.
Right.
And there's not a lot in the house that is bad.
No, there's nothing in the house.
But I mean, it was hard. I mean, I had twice last week, maybe three times, where I took a single piece. So my mom makes this incredible fudge. The baby calls it chocolate.
It's chocolate.
And I took like one piece. I can't remember if it was two or three times. I think it might have been three.
And she'll notice.
She will.
Yeah.
I had to have something, like mentally I was breaking at those points.
Yes.
Like where if I didn't do something, I was afraid that the wheels were going to come off.
Yeah.
And I made a choice to have that one piece.
You only had one.
I did each time. It wasn't on the same day or back to back to back. Like, and it wasn't even back to back days, I don't think.
Yeah.
But what it did every time is it quelled the anger.
Yeah.
You know, it just stopped me in my tracks and I was able to have one piece. I'm not a one piece guy. You can do that.
I can have one piece, but that's damn good fudge. So it's hard just to have one piece.
I'm not a one piece guy. I never have been. And So that was a victory in and of itself. So I had sugar this week. I had some added sugar. I had some grains, mm-hmm. Which I haven't had in forever, which is brave given the surgery I had. Brave little Russian roulette with my stomach. It all worked out.
Yeah.
But I have to think that there's a ton of other people out there that struggle with self-sabotage. And worse is when they have a partner who encourages the sabotage. And that's where I think maybe in the past we have fallen short because yeah. we've encouraged each other to, well, you've got to have something. You can't keep depriving yourself. And that's true in a way.
And I did say that, you know, but I also said, why don't, I felt like I tried to do the least, the one that wouldn't affect you the most. Like, did I make you buttered noodles? Heck no, I did not make you buttered noodles. Because I knew that that wouldn't be good. That's too much. But you having a piece of fudge when you told me that, or you having that one Nature Valley bar, that's not that bad.
Yeah.
But if I had made buttered noodles for you, you would have eaten a pound of pasta. And yeah. that wouldn't have been good.
Well, I definitely would have eaten more than I should have. I'm not sure that right now I'm capable of eating the pound like I used to, but that's what I would do. I mean, so let's just be clear. It would be a pound of pasta. It would be at least a quarter of a stick of butter, if not half a stick of butter, copious amounts of salt and ground pepper.
Yep.
And I would just sit there and I'd eat it. And then I'd go back and refill the bowl and I'd eat it.
Mm-hmm.
And I would eat the whole damn thing.
Yeah.
And
so when I encouraged you with, you know, especially when you're in the hospital and like nothing tasted good and you had the, and I'm like, just have the French toast. Don't use all the syrup. But have the front, and that's what you did, and that made you feel better. So
I did combos with the ham.
Yes, you did, but right, and I said have some protein as well. Don't just have the carbs, and that's kind of how I feel like we kept it on track this time, and it wasn't like before when we would fall off the wagon. It was like we consciously made that decision to have a little bit of something that wasn't on the green list.
I think it would have been a lot different if you had just gone ahead and caved.
Oh,
you know,
for
and just,
sure.
I'm not saying we wouldn't have gotten back on track, but I believe I would have gained weight. I believe that my stomach would have more issues than mm-hmm. it does right now. And it was huge. I keep thinking, though, back to how many posts I read online and people I've talked to. And it's not, I mean, this is willpower. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of back to that one discussion that we had in an earlier episode. This is all willpower for me.
100%.
For me to walk upstairs after we record this episode and not eat something sugary and go to sleep instead is going to be a huge victory.
Right.
It's not what I want to do. It's not what I feel like doing at all. I really feel like eating something sugary.
And I'm going to have to bring in some Halloween candy into this house pretty soon.
I thought we were giving out bacon. We'd be the most popular house in the world.
To the parents. I don't know about the kids, but yeah.
Want Bloody Marys around that bacon though.
I haven't, one of the reasons why I haven't bought Halloween, because normally the Halloween candy is bought already. I have the coupons, I hit the stores, I get the sales, I do that. And it's already bought and it's usually out. The reason why is because I don't trust myself to have mini Snickers in the house.
Yeah, those
are good. So I'm holding up, but I do need to buy some. I'll have to go out probably tomorrow because I need to do Halloween bags for our nieces and nephews.
You could hide them in the workout room and I'd never find them.
I will hide them though. I will, just because I don't want to.
You don't trust me?
I do trust you, but I don't want to give you, I don't want to put something in front of you that I know you love and test you.
Easy access for me right now isn't good. I mean, I admit, like mentally I'm worn down. And I think this, so when we talked about this in an earlier episode, I talked about how John, the host of Endurance for Everyone, John
That's
Harris
two
and
plugs,
I.
Two plugs.
It is. I just want to make sure that people know who I'm talking about. Maybe I don't have a man crush on John yet. I don't know him that well. But he does look cuddly. He's a big dude.
He looks cuddly. Yeah.
But this was the debate we were having. Like, can your willpower run out? And I was like, look, maybe.
Yeah.
And I think his point is I'm starting to get it right now because my willpower is wearing down and my nerves are kind of frayed, right? And it's all because I don't have any other outlets.
Right.
right? We don't talk but once a week when we do a podcast.
Exactly.
That's tough. It's tough on a marriage.
It not works
true.
For us.
Not true. People are going to start to think that's real. But my mechanisms for releasing stress are gone.
Right.
Adding work back in, as simple as my work is.
It's still stressful.
It's still stressful at times. They don't mean it to be. You know, the owner of the business doesn't mean it to be stressful. It's right. just the nature of the beast, right?
Yep.
And I take what I do seriously and put more pressure on myself. And I don't feel great having to be afraid of simple everyday things, AKA using the restroom. It's just, it's scary.
Right.
And I don't like it. And when you can't run.
Well, you're also, you know, since you're on, you're also kind of trapped, right?
Oh, I'm totally trapped.
Because you can't really drive while you're taking the pills. Well, you're not supposed to. You have cut back a lot, so you probably could drive a little bit to short distances. So this, and you're, you know, you can't walk very far. So your claustrophobia is probably setting in a little bit,
all
too.
My neuroses are coming out
they
at the
are.
Same time.
It's a horrible situation to be in the D'Amico house right now.
One of the things that I have to say, though, and something I'm shocked by, I had a little bit of a headache this past week, but I think that was, I tried to take myself off the pill, like completely off the pain yeah. meds, and that was probably not my brightest move. And I got a little headache for a brief time. But other than that, I've had no headaches still. I've had no migraines. And to get through this type of an ordeal without a migraine, I don't even understand it. Because 3 months ago, I was suffering from them, you know, every
weekly,
other day
yeah.
minimum.
Yeah.
So it's a whole different world. And I'm super thankful for all the encouragement that I'm getting from friends and family and strangers, quite frankly, because of the podcast.
Right. Our dozens of listeners.
Right. Dozens now, because we're up at like over 100 downloads per episode. And
even episode 2, that was struggling. Yeah. That one was struggling
for
a while.
I think it finally got to the 100 mark, and at least close.
Yeah.
I mean, and lots more stream. It looks like another 300 or 400 people stream.
That's awesome.
The podcast per episode. Crazy. So it really is heartening from that aspect. And I've just got to kind of suck it up, buttercup.
Yes.
Yeah. You know,
I'm gonna stop enabling you too. I'm gonna start you making you do stuff around the house again.
Yeah, I've done a little bit more. Not a lot though, admittedly. I mean, I made my lunch today and
yes, I know.
I know I've got to get going. I get it. And I appreciate being waited on over the last, you know, week plus. It's not lost on me.
No, I know that.
And
sure.
I do have to do way more. And with you leaving, though, I've got to cut back even more on these pain pills to the point of none if I can, because I don't want to be in the house. You're not here and I've got no...
Right.
I have something happen and I...
I'll have to leave an emergency contact list with the neighbors.
That's okay. That's okay. We don't need any of that. Nobody needs to come over.
I'm leaving out. Can you come check on, you know, Janine was going to come check on Angel while we were both gone. Maybe I should say, can you come check on Pete?
Yeah, no. We don't need that.
No?
All no. Because right. when you're not here, I'm pretty much boxers shirt off. So nobody needs to walk in the door.
Thank God we got the blinds.
Thank God we got the blinds. Everybody in this neighborhood's thankful we got the blinds. Oh, man. So that's really what I had for this week. I mean, I don't know if you've got any more to add or if I mean, we didn't really get in if there was any good reality stuff at the beginning of the episode. So I don't know if you have any input here.
This week has been such a blur to me. You know, I'm all caught up on my reality shows. Some of them are ending, so we're into the reunion phase of them. For example, Shaw's The Sunset. I've never mentioned that one before. There are a bunch of... young adults. Actually, they're not. They're older. They're like in their late 30s, early 40s, but they act like they're in their 20s. And they're from Iran. They're Muslim. And they're very well off. They've got great jobs. They've made great lives for them. Their families have all, you know, came here for a better life for their children and stuff. And so they're in the reunion phase of that one right now, which is pretty interesting because it's a lot of like one woman she had a baby. She's actually she's dating a Jackson.
Tito?
Not Tito. One of the kids. I think it's, it's Jermaine Jackson. So I don't know whose son he is, but
like Jermaine Jackson Jr.
Yeah,
or something.
Something.
I don't know
like
if he's
that.
A junior.
I don't know
or not,
if he's a junior either.
Jermaine Jackson,
right.
But it's like his kid.
His kid. I'm assuming it's his kid. So anyway, so she had a baby with them and she's like 40. And so everyone's like, oh, you did IVF. And she's like denying it, all this. And it's like, why? But she had eggs. I don't know. It's a whole big thing. It's just like, do IVF. There's nothing wrong with it. You know, everyone does it. I mean, not everyone does
it.
I'm
not following this conversation much.
I'm not either. So anyway, so it's reunion time for some of those. So a lot of fights come out in that.
Cat fight.
Yeah. A lot of pettiness and stuff. And so that was that one. And other than that, I feel like it was kind of a boring week for my reality shows.
I watched through some shows while I was
On the couch.
I'm so thankful Curb Your Enthusiasm is back.
Oh,
Larry David's
yeah.
just hilarious.
Yeah.
And it's really funny stuff. I mean, he's so wrong. It's funny. I'm big into Mr. Robot.
Oh, yeah.
So I've watched
Once Upon a Time is back. I've caught up on that one. No, I'm not. I have one episode.
Of the things we watch together, like I'm not sure how much better This Is Us can get. Like that show just delivers every week.
I mean, it's tomorrow. I can't, like we watch, that's like one of the shows that we kind of have to watch like right away.
Immediate.
We don't let that sit for very long.
No, because we don't want to have it spoiled.
I don't know.
Because that is just phenomenal. They do such a great job on that show.
Yeah.
But yeah, and so yeah, I watched way more TV than a lot of American Pickers. Way more TV than normal.
You were watching a lot of Monk.
I watched Monk. I started watching Ozark on Netflix, which is really good.
Oh, I don't know.
Jason Bateman is fantastic in it.
I need to, I want to download, so for my drive to Nebraska, I need to download some like shows just to play like that. I don't need to be watching, obviously, since I'm driving, but I can listen to.
Those are called podcasts.
Yeah, I hear about these things called podcasts, but I don't know.
I don't understand how the audio of a TV show that you aren't watching can possibly be more entertaining than listening to podcasts.
I don't know.
It's fascinating to me. It really is fascinating to me because podcasts really are, a lot of them are like reality shows.
Exactly.
Ours.
Yeah.
There are a bunch that are really good fiction that
Maybe
are out
I'll
there.
Find one to listen to.
You're just hilarious.
I know. This is why people come back.
They look. Oh, you know, I missed a shout out, by the way.
Oh.
Kevin and Holly Ann.
Oh, yeah.
Remember
from
Sub 30?
Uh-huh.
50K.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they beasted some 50Ks. I think Holly Ann was like second female or something overall.
That's
like,
crazy.
Insane.
I bet she trained for that. I bet they trained for
that. Well, she's really fast and she trains well. And Kevin trains hard.
Yeah.
And the best story of that was Kevin, you know, had some falls and hit the struggle bus a little bit.
Yeah.
And as he's getting towards the final, it was like a looped course. And as he's getting towards the end, Holly Ann handed him an IPA to drink. I think he said it was like half mile before the finish. And
that's
he's like
awesome.
Rocking and rolling into the finish. But congratulations to both of
that's
them
awesome.
On a 50K. Like you talk about beast mode. Like
that's crazy.
I am so thrilled that they did that.
Yeah.
It was just awesome. And I love the fact that, and this is kind of how we'll hopefully end up someday. They go to events mm-hmm. together.
Yeah.
They both do the events. So it's like they're doing it together.
Oh.
But they don't do it at the same pace, so they
right.
do their own thing, but are there to support each other as needed.
I'll always be there for you to support you.
I know. I'm looking for a lot more 1 mile dashes.
I could totally do a mile.
Well, we know you can walk 5K.
I can do 5K. So. With a little downhill running.
With a little downhill running, right. All right. Well, we should probably wrap it up for real this time.
Okay.
On the second try.
Yes.
So anyway, this has been episode 8 of the Fat Man Chronicles. The music, as always, is You Got Me Wrong by Safar. We really appreciate all the reviews. I think we've got 9 still on Apple Podcasts /iTunes. You can also rate us on Google Play and on Stitcher and find us on Podbean. And on Podbean, we now actually have a patron button. Ooh.
Ooh.
If anybody is silly enough to give us money...
That's crazy, Tom.
For doing this, it would be
or
much.
Or they could give us money to get us
or to stop. Either way, I mean, if anybody did donate, it would just go back into the podcast.
Oh,
I mean,
for
it
sure.
would be for production. It would yes. be for more and better equipment.
Yes.
It would all go right back into the podcast. But we did put that up. We haven't publicized it. We're just talking about it now. It's so weird asking.
Yeah.
Not super comfortable with it.
No.
But I have to, it seems
but
like a thing.
To, yeah. People do it.
So we'll figure it out. At some point, it would be kind of cool to get a few people, if they enjoyed it enough,
yeah.
that did become a patron, if they could.
We'll have to come up with some swag for them too.
I did put that we would give swag if there was like a certain donation amount, even though I don't have any made yet.
And well, we can do that.
It's
we
not
can.
A lie. It doesn't take that long
Michaela
to get that stuff.
Michaela can make a t-shirt or something.
Oh, yeah. We could just give like pieces of Michaela's art out.
Exactly.
People would love it.
It would totally work.
All right. Well, and on social media, find us at facebook.com/fatmanstories or just look up Fat Man Chronicles, Twitter and Instagram at Fat Man Stories, our website, fatmanchronicles.com, or email us, fatmanchronicles@outlook.com. And that is all for episode 8. Thanks so much for joining. And remember, get out there and be better today.
I was not hiding. I was unsure.